My dear, what does this look like to you?
That?
Yes, this. Look at it.
I'm looking, and that's the coat, isn't it? Whose is it?
This is the coat of the suit Baxter wore last night.
Oh, it's pretty. I've always saw my husband try to wear it.
I'm not talking about the coat itself. I want you to look closely. Look at this shoulder. Right there.
Yes.
What do you see on that shoulder?
Padding?
Padding? I'm talking about this strand of hair.
Hair? Oh, isn't that a shame? Mr. Ace has that same trouble. It worries him, too. He's always looking in the mirror and running his fingers through his hair. I tell him if he worries, that makes it come out, and he says...
That is not Baxter's hair.
Oh, it isn't?
No.
Oh, well, that's good, because I think Baxter has nice hair, and it would be a shame if he lost it.
Yes, wouldn't it? But that's exactly what's going to happen to him if you're able to explain this tonight.
Explain what?
This strand of hair, can't you see, my dear? It's too long a strand to be a man's hair.
Oh. Well, has he been horseback riding lately?
Horseback riding? He has not. And look at this. What do you make of that on the sleeve there?
Does?
That's my eye.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And don't ask me if he's been baking a cake lately. That's powder. And of course, you know what this is.
Oh, sure. That's a hairpin.
Exactly. That's what I found in this pocket. Now, what does it all add up to?
Three.
What?
Three things. The hair, the powder, and the hairpin.
And not 5 minutes ago, he phoned me and said he wouldn't be home to dinner tonight again.
Wouldn't be home?
What do you make of that?
Oh, I don't know. Why? Oh, I know what it is.
What?
It was that customer he was out with last night. The lady you said it was going to buy the printer.
Of course it's that woman. That was supposed to be a business dinner. He was entertaining a customer.
Yes, that's it.
Well, how do you explain this hair on his shoulder?
Oh, well, I guess they were reading the contract or something, and they probably had to read it close together. And, you know, her head might have touched his shoulder.
And how about this hair pin?
Well, maybe she dropped it and he picked it up for luck, you know, to make sure she'd sign the contract.
Very interesting. And how about this powder on her sleeve?
Well,
I don't think I'm going
to... Well, you've got me there.
And how about his calling me up just now and saying he was taking her out again tonight? Oh, no, don't tell me.
All right.
I know that man like a book.
What chapter is this?
It's a chapter I've never read before, but I could tell by the tone of his voice just now over the phone that there's something rotten in Denmark.
Oh, well, who cares what's going on over there? What about Baxter?
What do you think it is?
Well, in the first place, I don't think it's a customer.
You don't?
Well, he said it was.
You don't think he can pull the wool over my eyes, do you?
I don't think so.
Oh, I don't know what to think. I've never been up against this before. This is the one thing I was sure of, having Baxter all to myself. I never dreamed that any other woman would come into his life. What can I think about all this?
Well, did you ask him about it?
I did not. He doesn't even know I found all this evidence. I didn't discover it till after he called again this morning. I don't know what made me do it, but the minute I hung up, I went to his closet and got out this suit he was wearing yesterday.
You did?
I certainly did.
Oh, well, that's one thing this race never lets me do. He says never to go through his pocket.
And you don't?
Oh, no. I did once, and was I sorry.
Why? What did you find?
Well, I'd rather not talk about it.
Oh, now, come on, Jane, after what I've confided in you.
Oh, but I don't want to talk about it.
Jane, you must tell me.
Well, I was getting ready to send a suit here to the cleaners one day, and all of a sudden I felt something in the pocket. I thought it was a pocket, but it was in the lining of the coat.
What was it?
Well, I was so excited with the cleaner standing there waiting for it and everything, I could hardly wait till I got it out. I was so nervous, I had to rip the lining open, and there it was.
What?
A quarter.
A quarter?
Yes, and it cost me 35 cents to have the lining fixed back the way it was. So I really lost 10 cents on the whole thing. Was I sorry?
Oh, what has that got to do with this?
Well, we're talking about looking in your husband's pocket.
What's finding a quarter compared to finding this strand of hair, this powder on his sleeve, and this hairpin? And on top of all that, he calls me up and says he won't be home for dinner. Who am I to know? Well, he can't get away from.
Yeah, Marge, go ahead. What happened? You went to dinner.
Yes, I had to eat somewhere,
yeah.
So we went to dinner as planned. But it was at dinner that I got my real inspiration.
What happened?
Well, I asked my rather bewildered escort if his wife ever went through his pocket. And he said, oh, yes, quite often. Well, that's all I had to hear.
What do you mean?
I suggested that he take my vanity case and put it in his pocket. And whatever found that, you can imagine the rest.
Oh, that's good. Wait till she finds that.
But he refused.
What?
He said nothing doing. He began to quake a little. That woman's got the most awful hold on him.
Oh, why won't he cooperate? We're doing this just for him.
Well, I tried to reason with him, but no soap. So I took the bull by the horns and did the dirty work myself.
What's that?
He wasn't looking. I slipped a couple of strands of hair on his shoulder.
What?
A dry powder on his sleeve, and a hairpin into his pocket.
No.
And sent him merrily on his way home.
Oh, boy, out for the fireworks. Well, what happens now?
Well, now he's got to call her again today, and he's to tell her he's not coming home tonight for dinner. After he does that, I call Jane and tell her the same. He said he'd let me know when he called her.
Oh, that's good. You know, I did my little share last night, too, you know.
Well, what was that?
Oh, well, you know, Ethel was over for dinner, and after dinner we sat around talking, and she told me about this customer Baxter went out with, and I asked her how come she didn't go along. You know, she always does. And she said, well, this was a woman, and she thought Baxter could do better by himself. And I said, oh, that one, huh?
What?
Yeah, and she says, well, what do you mean, that one? I said, oh, nothing. It's just been a long time since I heard that old one.
Oh, you didn't.
Didn't I, though?
Well, how'd she take that?
Oh, beautifully. But not the way I thought she would. She just threw herself up to her regal height and said she knew her Baxter, and that was that. And I said, okay, it's all right with me. She's that sure of him.
Well, she won't be sure when she goes through his pockets today.
Do you think she will?
Of course. Especially after Baxter calls and tells her he's not coming home to dinner again tonight.
Oh, wait a minute, Marge. Excuse me. Hello. Yeah, speak. Oh, hello, Baxter.
Oh, maybe he's trying to find me.
Yeah, Baxter, he's here now. Do you want to see? What? Oh, you did? What did she say? Oh, she wasn't as happy about it as yesterday, huh? Well, you didn't let her bulldoze you, did you? Oh, that's good. Yeah, she's here. Do you want to talk to her? Or... Yeah, I'll tell her. Call Jane right away. Oh. Okay, but what? Meet you same place, same time, right. So long. Well, that's your dinner date for the night, Mark. Same place, same time.
Did he call Ethel?
Yeah, but it wasn't as easy as yesterday. However, he stood his ground like a man. It's easy for him over the phone, I guess.
Well, I better call Jane.
Yeah, wait, I'll get the number for you.
I guess by now Ethel's discovered all the incriminating.
Well, I wouldn't worry so much about it, Ethel.
Oh, you wouldn't. Suppose it were your husband.
Oh, my husband wouldn't even look at another woman, much less have a hairpin in his pocket.
I wouldn't be so certain. Nobody could have been more certain of Baxter than I, and now look what's happened.
Well, I don't know what to say, Ethel. Oh, well, maybe it's just a fancy passing.
A what?
Maybe it's just a fancy passing. You know, he'll get over it.
I'll say he will, and fast, too. I'm not going to let this go much further.
Oh, excuse me, please, the phone.
If I find out who this woman is, why didn't I ask him the name of his customer?
Hello? Yes? Oh, hello, Marge. How are you? What? You won't again? Well, this is getting to be a habit, isn't it? I mean, two nights in a row and you don't come. Oh, business. Well, all right. Goodbye, then. Oh, Margie's sure busy these days. She won't be home to dinner tonight either.
I've got a good mind to go down to Baxter's office this minute and have it out with... Wait a minute. Marge is a brunette, isn't she?
Yes, and isn't she stunning? I always say Marge would be the most stunning-looking girl if she had...
She is a brunette, isn't she?
Yes, I think
she was. She didn't come home to dinner last night, did she?
No.
She wasn't coming home for dinner tonight, is she?
No, she just called and said she...
Sure, tell Miss Potter. Is this the kind she uses?
Ethel, you don't think that Marge would... Ethel?
I can add one and one.
Well, which one is Marge? Now, just a minute, Ethel. Marge is my best friend. We went to school together. We were playthings together. There are certain things you can't say about Marge, and this is it.
Is this her hairpin?
Now, just a minute, Ethel. If you...
What time did she get home last night?
Right after you left. If you...
And I left when I saw the lights go on in my house next door. You say she came in right after I left?
Yes.
But if you...
And left. Another thing.
When she called you yesterday to tell you she wouldn't be home to dinner, didn't she say not to tell me?
Yes, but if you...
Why did she
say that?
I don't know, but if you...
What do you think?
Not that.
Well, I do.
What?
You know what?
Oh, it couldn't be Marge, because Marge wouldn't care about Baxter.
Oh, she wouldn't.
No.
And why not?
Because he's too old for her.
Too old?
Friends and company accepted, Ethel.
What?
Oh, I don't know what I'm saying. I can't believe it's Marge. She would tell me if she was going out with Baxter.
Oh, no, she wouldn't. And Baxter wouldn't tell me either. He told me it was business. I didn't care as long as it was business, because competition is very keen today, and we have to do everything we can to earn a dollar. To me, money comes first. But this, finding this brunette strand of hair, this hairpin, this powder, her calling up and saying she won't be home to dinner, and coming home the same time Baxter did last night, and her telling you not to tell me. Well, you don't have to be a detective to figure out Baxter's not thinking of making money there.
Ethel, you're a regular Sherlock Holmes.
Well, the plan is working. Just how Ethel goes about breaking up these dinner engagements and with what dire results, we learn when next we meet the Easy Aces.